This is message two of the Bangkok Conference 2023, The Manifestation of Eternal Life. Verses are 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. May the Lord speak to us through the first epistle of John. What should we share here? Life is indeed a mystery, but it's living. If a person dies, there will be no manifestation at all. There will be no breath, and one cannot speak anymore, right? Life is living, is active, and is very meaningful. God's life is the highest kind of life. That's why it's a very wonderful life. It is a much higher kind of life than our human life, because he's God. For instance, like a dog's life is very simple. It eats. And if someone strange comes in, the dog would bark. And then at night, the dog goes to sleep. It's very simple. But your life, your human life, is very wonderful. Yet we know that God's life is a much higher life. I don't want to say that God's life is complicated. I don't like to use this word, complicated. But it's far beyond what we can understand and comprehend. Do not know that to know God is a simple matter. But we need to have a desire within us. Lord, we want to know you. This eternal life in you and me is the main thing. For this eternal life in you and me is for us to know God. To know God, know life, is the most important thing. The more your life grows, the more you know him. It's not a matter of knowledge. To know a person, it's not because you read a book about this person that you know him. Brother Guangrong, I got to know you not by reading books. If I had not come to Thailand and met you, how would I know you? I know Brother Kitu for many years. I've known him for many years. But up until today, I still do not fully understand this brother. Because to know a person is a living matter. Brother, do you know me? Really? You know my face? But you don't know what I'm thinking within me. If I don't tell you, you won't be able to know it. It's not a matter of knowledge. But we're living. Life is living. So John says, to know God is to enter into the fellowship with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. It's not from, you do not know God by reading books. If that's the case, we all know God very well. You've read so many books, right? And you've also edited so many books. You truly know God by now, right? No? Oh, you should really know God by now, right? So, brothers and sisters, life is not that simple. But I know Brother De Yong, but I don't know enough of him. Besides, he's changing every day. Right? Okay. He says, he aged, he said. Do not think that to know God is a simple thing. So if you read the book of Philippians chapter 3, Paul said that I may know him. Do you mean to say that Paul did not know Christ? Do you know Christ? A little. Truly so? You're not being humble, are you? Paul said, I have not attained. I want to know him more. He wanted to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Brother Zhao Fei, do you believe that Christ is resurrected? Yes? So you already know resurrection, right? If I were to tell you Christ has not resurrected, then you would argue with me. We know that he has risen. So what? Have you resurrected? Paul did not want to know that, oh, Christ has risen. What Paul wanted to know was the power of his resurrection. Because oftentimes we are still in death. We're still dead in our sins. We still have the taste of death in us. Do you love the brothers? Do you? You only love the brothers that are lovable. If they're not lovable, you don't love them anymore. At least you don't hate them, neither do you love them. So, but if you do not love the brethren, you are still in death. Many times we are actually in death and we don't even realize it. That is why many times there are many problems in the church. Is there no problem in the church in Bangkok now? Oh, you believed in the Lord, and yet you still have so many problems? In Hong Kong, are there no problems? It's perfect. The same in Singapore, right? No. We still have a lot of problems. Oftentimes, we're still in darkness. Whether you admit it or not, that is so. So Paul said, it's not that I have already attained or that I have been perfected. Who is a perfect man? How about you? Of course, I believe also that Jesus is perfect, but we have not reached it yet. So John chapter 3 says, although we are sons of God, but we do not look like him. That's 1 John chapter 3. When people see you, do they say, oh, you're a son of God? When you're arguing and fighting, are you a son of God? And it looked like the devil did. Like who? I don't dare to say it. You said it. Truly so. When you're angry, you should look in the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror to see whom you look like. Lord Jesus. So life needs to grow continually. How do you know that this life, how do you know this life is growing in you? There should be change. Is your little daughter changing all the time? Right? She's 11 years old. You compare to the old pictures. Does she still look the same? Not the same. Why not? She's grown up. No, as a baby, she's so pretty, so lovable. Now that she's grown up, not as lovable. How about our church life? How many years has it been? How many years? We still think there's no problems. We still have regular meetings. We still meet regularly. Do not look at others. It's good enough if I look at myself. Just look at yourself. How much have you changed? Whatever is living changes. Are these real or fake flowers here? These artificial flowers have no life and there will never be any change. After 2 years, if I were to come again, it'll still look the same. Maybe a little dusty. It looks so real, but actually it's dead. How about our church life? Every Lord's Day morning, we all come together. It looks so beautiful. But it's all artificial, fake. It's all fake. When you go home, you change your face. When no one sees you, you change into another person. Tell me, is that a good thing? Have you ever told the Lord, Lord, I do not want to be like this. I want to be like you. We used to sing this song in Bangkok, oh, to be like thee. Right, Brother Sandy? You like to sing that song? Of course, it's good to sing it. But today, are we like him? John says we are not still not like him. If you want to be like him, you have to be pure as he is pure. Yeah, to purify yourself. Then you will be like him. Otherwise, how are you going to be like him? It says, to be righteous as he is righteous. If a person is to be like him and yet he is not righteous, what kind of a likeness is that? Peter said, it's whole, to be holy as he is holy. Tell me, is it easy to be like him? First John says, you have to walk as he walked. Otherwise, you won't be like him. So, how often are you like him? You examine yourselves. I have no right to talk about you. Outward, in appearance, the appearance doesn't count from knowing a person. So life is not a simple matter. We talked about it this morning that life has a goal. You would like your child to continue to grow.
And
also, that the child would grow not only outwardly but also inwardly. If there's only outward change and there's no inward change, then it'll be terrible. There'll be a big problem, right? You need to have change outwardly, but much more you need a change inwardly. So what is your goal? Well, let's take a look at what the Apostle John wrote in the book of Revelation. Because when it comes to Revelation, it's not just a matter of salvation. In Revelation chapters 2 and 3, it's talking about overcoming. It's simple just to believe in the Lord. But to overcome is not easy, not simple, right, brother? Brother, in Suzhou, is it easy for you to overcome in Suzhou? To overcome needs the growth in life. If your inner man is strong, then you can overcome your flesh. That is why in the book of Revelation, it doesn't just talk about believing or being born again. It's unfortunate. Many people do not want to overcome. To get life, no problem. But to overcome yourself, to overcome your flesh, to overcome the world, to overcome all kinds of fallen conditions, to overcome your mind, to overcome your inward likings. You love yourself, alone. You love yourself, right? God has a very high standard. For instance, what the Lord said to the church in Ephesus, he had a lot of works. The Lord did not say, oh, you didn't do a good work. They did a good work. It was top notch, very good. So the church in Ephesus, is that a good church? Was it doing well? Of course, it's good. Wouldn't you like to be in the church in Ephesus? Yet the Lord Jesus said, he's not happy. And the Lord rebuked them for a very important matter. How did the Lord rebuke them? Did they not love the Lord? If you were to ask the brothers and sisters in the church in Ephesus, do you love the Lord? Or if I were to ask you, do you love the Lord Jesus? Oh, yes, we love him. I have not met a Christian that says he does not love the Lord Jesus. But do you love the Lord Jesus? Is your love for the Lord Jesus the best love? He is God. He is the Lord. That is why the first commandment is that you have to love God with all your heart, all your mind, with all your strength. The Lord Jesus also said, if you love your father, mother, a husband, a wife, or you love your children more than me, you are not worthy of me. It's not simple at all. It's truly not a simple thing. We all love the Lord. Nobody says he does not love the Lord. Do you love the Lord? Do you love him the best? Does he have the priority in your heart? Does he rank as number one in your heart? In the church, does Christ have the preeminence? Is this the case? If in the end, the most preeminent person is I, myself. Who is the most preeminent one? He is in the first place. In the church, whom do we listen to? To whom do we listen? It's not simple. That is why we need to realize what this life wants to accomplish in us. It has to work in you until you become an overcomer. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6 tells us, the Lord Jesus saved us. The ultimate goal
is
The ultimate goal for the Lord Jesus to save us is for us to be kings and priests to his God and Father. Yeah, please read Revelation chapter 1, the second part of verse 5 and verse 6. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So Brother Do Yong has read his Bible so much that it's fallen apart. So, and translated into Chinese. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 says, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. But that is not the ultimate goal. And has made us a kingdom. In Chinese, it says, make us citizens, but actually it is to make us into his kingdom, not just to be citizens. You are a citizen of Singapore, right? But are you the kingdom of Singapore? Are you the king of Singapore? This is the meaning in the original text. He has made us kings and priests. He wants to make us kings and priests. Actually, the original text is for he has made us into a kingdom of priests or the kings and priests to his God and Father. To be kings and priests. Are you a priest? Are you a king? If the Lord asked you, a brother from Germany, if the Lord were to ask you to rule over Germany, how about that? Or the Lord asked you, brother, to rule over Thailand, would it be easy? But a lot of people like to rule. Isn't it good to be the prime minister of Thailand? Look, you have a new prime minister. He's very happy. Right? How is he ruling? How to rule? But if you were to go rule, what would happen? Not simple at all. He has made us kings to reign. Without his life in us, how can you reach the standard? You won't be able to rule. I can't even rule myself well. Have you ruled well over your own self? Have you done a good job? Then Paul said, for elders, if you cannot rule over your own household, how can you rule in the church? How can you manage the church? If we cannot even rule over ourselves well, how can we rule over others? So life, the standard of life is too high. Now you go read Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. The same thing is repeated again. He's afraid that we'll forget. Revelation 5, verse 10. At the end of verse 9, and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. That's Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. And have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. What does it say in Thai in verse 10? In Thai it says, and have made us a kingdom of priests to reign over the earth. Oh, are you qualified to reign over the earth? To reign on the earth? To rule over the earth? Tell me, do you have such a vision? Today, even in the church, you do not manage it well. And you want to reign over the nations on the earth? You can't even manage to rule over your own household. I cannot even manage myself. How can I rule over the others? Brother Huang Shiman, can you rule over Beijing? Do you dare? Are you qualified? Tell me, is it easy to rule? Not easy. We need his life to grow in us. It's not simple, brothers and sisters. We slight the will of God. We have slighted the will of God. Your destiny is to rule over this earth together with Christ. It's already clearly stated in Revelation chapter 1. I'm sorry, he probably meant Genesis chapter 1, that he wanted Adam to rule over the entire earth. But man fell. Man fell. Although we're saved, but yet we still have a lot of problems. That is why Hebrews chapter 7 tells us that the Lord save us to the uttermost. You are saved, but that's just the beginning. So the Lord as a high priest, as he wants to save us to the end, to the uttermost. Paul says that we could be fully sanctified. But do you have such a desire within you in your daily living?
世界上呢？
他有不落呢？
做一个工程师，或者做一个医生。
If you want to be an engineer or a doctor on this on this earth, is that easy?
不可以。不下功夫可以吗？
If you don't work hard, would you be able to do it?
所以保罗也说了。
Paul also said,
为着你自己的救恩下功夫。
Paul said that you have to work out your own salvation.That's in Philippians. You would say, oh, I'm already saved. What else? Why do I have to go work it out? Each day, you want to experience this salvation. If you don't work, do the workout, how can you experience this salvation?It's through the eternal life that indwells you. It all depends on how your fellowship is with the Lord Jesus and with the Father. Whether it's a real fellowship. Each day, how is your fellowship with the Lord every day?If the life within us is a reality, just like what John said, he has fellowship with the Son and with the Father. It's a real fellowship. It's not that if you just read the word and you pray and that's fellowship with the Lord. You have to obey Him. You have to follow Him. You have to hear Him, obey Him. Each day the Lord has to speak to you. The anointing dwells in us. In 1 John chapter 2 it says,anointing that indwells you would teach you in all things. Really? When you speak, is he teaching you how to speak? In all things. Besides, he is true. He will not deceive you.This is the work that this life in us has to do. John also said, we mentioned it this morning already, if we have such experience, your Christian life will be full of joy. You're not living as being a sad, worried Christian. You're not just full of head knowledge. When people see you, it's like, oh, you aged a lot. Because you have a lot of worrisome things.And you're without any joy, and you're not happy. Did not Isaiah say, the joy of the Lord is our strength?
Amen.
If you're not joyful, are you strong?Thank the Lord. Are you full of joy or are you full of sadness? The brother said he's very joyful. Then you're already perfected. You're already perfect. That's very good if you're full of joy every day. Thank the Lord. We come to point number two. John says, the most important manifestation of this life is light. It's light. Do you love light? If Christians do not have light, and if Christians do not walk in the light, you're deceiving yourself. God is light, and in Him there's no darkness at all. How about in us? What's the situation? In John chapter 3, the Lord Jesus said, man loves darkness because we do a lot of bad things. If you're doing something not good, you'll be hiding and you don't want to be discovered. You don't want to be found out by others. If you're doing something bad, then you'll be looking right and left. You don't want people to see you. You're in darkness. That's darkness. John said it very clearly. I'm back to 1 John. 1 John, chapter 1, verse 5. It said, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. John spoke of life. He already said it in John chapter, Gospel of John chapter 1. In Him is life. The life is the light of man. In the beginning was the Word. He talked about life, and immediately He brought you to the light. Do not think that we Christians are all in the light. May I ask you, are you walking in the light every day? You see, nobody dares to say anything. Because many times we're still living in darkness. Brothers and sisters, I'm not criticizing. I like to remind you. Because oftentimes we Christians do not have this sensation within us. We don't even have any feeling if we do something wrong. Oh, I have the precious blood of Christ. That's enough. That's good enough. But we continue to walk in darkness. What did John say? If we say, in verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. We all think, oh, if I pray, God will listen to me. Actually, this is not the case. Why is it that we often pray and the Lord does not listen to our prayer? It's because we're walking in darkness. We may say, oh, I have good fellowship with the Lord. John says, you lie. And the truth is not in you. You may be able to deceive us, but you cannot deceive God. John spoke to us very straight, in a very straightforward way. But if we walk in the light, verse 7, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. How come many times we cannot have fellowship with one another? We say we have fellowship, but actually, we're not fellowshipping with one another. In Chinese, it's playing with words. There's no fellowship. Although we say we're fellowshipping, but actually it's no fellowship. This is what I have seen. Because we do not have the habit of walking in the light. We're very loose. Oh, I did something wrong. Oh, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, it cleanses me from sin. Everything is fine. And then we repeat it. We do it again. We have not repented properly before the Lord. Lord, to shine upon me. Shed your light on me so that I would hate this thing. The meaning of repentance means to turn around. You're going in the wrong direction. Do not keep going forward. You have to make a U-turn. You have to turn around. If you repeat your wrongdoing, you are in darkness. You're walking in darkness. Light doesn't mean that, oh, I understand the scripture. I just received light. Oh, you received some new light. Do you have any light when you read the word? Oh, did you receive new light? That this light has firstly to shine into the darkness within you. Many times we deceive ourselves. There's no light. And we just walk in darkness. What does it mean to walk in darkness? We work presumptuously and we do whatever we please. And nothing's wrong. Oh, you're wrong. I'm not wrong. No, it's not. It's not me, it's you who did wrong. My Thai is no, right? But sounds like Chinese, you're selling vegetables. It will say, that's his fault. So the husband will say, the wife will say, it's the husband's fault. And the husband will say, no, it's the wife's fault. It's that brother's fault, the other brother's fault. We're all like this. Actually, in our natural man, no one is without fault. Without the light shining into us, There's no way for us to repent. Do not think that if you understand the Bible, you are in the light. Perhaps the more you understand, the easier it is for you to be in darkness. Because if you understood and yet you do not do it, then you are in darkness. That is why John spoke to us in a very practical way. You say you have life and you have fellowship with the Lord, but you walk in darkness. You're oftentimes in darkness. You lie. And the truth is not in you. So it says that if we say that we have not sinned, it's verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Actually, it's a serious thing. You know, when we're fighting, you will always say, you are wrong and I'm right. Nobody, when they're in a fight, will say that you are right and I'm wrong. If that's the case, there'll be no fight. Because I admit that I'm at fault. So will we still be fighting? There'll be no fighting. But no one says, I am in the wrong. When the Lord Jesus came, he's willing to bear our sins upon himself. He is truly the one without fault, without sin. It's the righteous one was nailed to the cross on my behalf. He died, the righteous died for the unrighteous. This is light. This is, we're walking in the light. We will be like him. Otherwise, there's no way for any building. You may have meetings, no problem. You can be fighting with one another, you can still come to the meetings together. There's no problem with the meetings. But do not think that if we have good meetings, we're building. That's the building. You're deceiving yourself. You do your work and I do mine. I do not agree with you and you don't agree with me. But on the Lord's Day, we sit together. No problem. Tell me, is this building? If we think that that's the building, we're deceiving ourselves. That means we're in darkness. And yet, we still think that our church is not bad. But you have to ask God how he sees things. Don't be like this. You have to repent. You have to change and say, Lord, John also said, this is in 1 John, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
เราก็ร่วมสัมมิธรรมซึ่งกันและกัน
And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And there's no problem. But if we insist, I'm right and you're wrong, then there's no way.There's no forgiveness. Besides, you're together in one place. Is there anyone among us without fault? Have you ever done anything wrong? Yes? Did the Lord Jesus forgive you?And he also cleansed you of your sins. Now, how come you cannot forgive others? Do not think that this is not a serious matter. The Lord said one thing in Matthew chapter 18.If you do not forgive others, you think God will forgive you? Even if you were right and the other person is wrong, but we still can forgive each other in the light.Peter asked, how many times should I forgive someone? Peter said, is seven times enough? Are seven times enough? No. And yet, if people offend you just once, and how many times have you offended God? 70 times?700 times? 7,000 times? How many times have you offended God? And yet, the brothers offend you one single time. And what happens? What are you going to do?If we are walking in the light, did John not say, we'll ask the Lord Jesus to cleanse us of our sins? If very automatically, the Lord Jesus Christ, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, would cleanse us of our sins. If you're in the light, you realize that, I'm wrong. And the blood of Jesus Christ would cleanse you of your sin. This is what John said. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.All sin. If we're all like this, there's no problem that cannot be solved. Truly so. If we insist that we have no sin, John says again in verse 8, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And then if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He also said, he keep repeating the same thing. Because if he just mentions it once, we'll forget. We tend to forget. We don't really listen and take it into us. That's why he needed to repeat it. And the last verse, in verse 10, it says, if we say that we have not sinned, he keeps repeating, who has never sinned?
No?
No?
Virot,
Brother Virot, you never sinned? Who dares to say? Now, since everyone has sinned, we just have to forgive one another in the light. This is the basic and most important point concerning this eternal life. We have to walk in the light. In the past, we served the Lord for over 60 years. I've seen many brothers and sisters. They did something wrong, but they were not willing to admit it. So there's no forgiveness. Oh, although you do not admit it, I still need to forgive you. Why? Because you gain the Lord Jesus Himself is much more important than anything else. Even if you were right, so what? What good is it to you? What did you gain from it? What do you want? If what you want is the most precious life of the Lord Jesus Christ, wouldn't you let go of that little thing? That is why, brothers and sisters, it have to be a person walking in the light. I do not want to see that, the others are wrong and I'm right. No. It's best to examine yourself. Look at yourself and say, Lord, I need you. What I want to gain is him. And as to the rest, the other things are not so important. If we're like this, the church would become a glorious church. Amen. Many matters become like nothing. There's no problem that God cannot solve. If I want to save myself, it's an impossibility. I cannot do it. So we all need to walk in the light. You have to remember, when you're in the light, you're not pointing finger or seeing somebody else's fault. You yourself are at fault. Do not be like this. Did not the Lord Jesus say once, People may have a speck in the eye. But it's very strange. You're so far away, yet you see that speck in somebody else's eye. But do you have in your own eye? You have a big beam in your eye, and yet you cannot see it. Why? Because you're in darkness. If I'm in darkness, I can see nothing. That is why God is light. It's too important. Revelation chapter 1 tells us, because Satan fell, and the whole world was under God's judgment, and it all fell into darkness. Actually, darkness is judgment. The end result of judgment is darkness. I don't care who is right or who is wrong. If we're all in darkness, that's not a good thing. That is why the first day, when God began to restore the earth, the first thing he did was he brought light. So when God said, let there be light, there was light. Paul also used this verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So we Christians, if we're deceived by Satan, we're blinded. But if we can repent, God would command his light to shine into you. He used the word in Revelation chapter 1. Now you can decide for yourselves whether you want to walk in the light or you want to walk in darkness. You decide for yourselves. I think no one wants to walk in darkness. Thank the Lord. God is light. This is too important. Amen. Let's have some prayer.